Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. On Monday, February 12th, state lawmakers will convene at the Capitol in Little Rock for their every other year fiscal session. It's limited to dealing with state finances and budgets, not the regular session business of passing laws. Senate President Jonathan Dismang, Republican from Searcy, will once again lead his chamber next week. We sat down to talk about pressing issues related to Arkansas Works, a potential special session, and the recent resignation of Senator Jake Files of Fort Smith, who pleaded guilty to corruption charges. Let's begin first with the resignation of State Senator Jake Files, who's the chairman of the Revenue and Tax Committee, pled guilty to three federal charges there. All of this kind of centers around problems we've seen off and on over the years with general improvement funds.
Right.
I guess my question to you is just your assessment of Senator Files' situation, and where do you see general improvement funds going?
Regarding Senator Files, I think all the members would consider Jake a friend, and what we do appreciate is the fact that he's taken responsibilities for his actions, one by submitting his resignation letter, then also by the plea agreement that he made. So, again, very unfortunate situation. And sad situation, but we'll be praying for him and his family, and again, appreciate him taking responsibility.
General improvement funds, as I mentioned, at
right.
the center of some of this controversy. Are we done with general improvement funds for the future as a legislature?
Right. I mean, general improvement funds are always going to exist. I mean, we would hope that in every budget we'll be able to have a surplus. And so how do we use those dollars? General improvement fund was an option that had been used in the past, but I will say over the last few years, 4 years in particular, we've really made a stride to push that into what was called the rainy day fund. And that rainy day fund has some limitations that aren't utilized in regular GIF or general improvement funds. And that is the governor has to make the request and the legislative body has to approve it. So it's got a lot more oversight. And I think some type of model for those surplus funds is what we'll see in the future.
You and I both know that one of the positive things that happens with general improvement funds is that they go to communities where there just is no opportunity
right.
for some of the funds for certain projects, senior citizen centers, boys and girls clubs, sometimes
right.
Community parks and things like that. What will be the process for maybe keeping some of the good in what we've
right.
seen in general improvement
funds? I think identifying those needs on the front end and then having a process through appropriation, again, approval by the governor, signature by the governor, and more of an equal distribution that is based on population or some other determining factor, but not at the will of the legislative body.
Okay. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Right.
You've got something in your mind, I guess, so maybe we will see more on that.
In the bottom line, we need to have more oversight over how those funds are spent. We've made progress in the last few years. I think we've got a good model to utilize in a good direction.
All right, losing Senator Files, and you're already down two state senators,
right.
one due to death of Senator Standridge, one due to the resignation of Senator Eddie Joe Williams. Three positive votes for the Arkansas Works
right.
program, which is really going to be, I think, the main focus of this next legislative session, the fiscal session, be the big one of the biggest stories
right.
there. You only passed by one vote last time. I'm no mathematician, but I'm just saying that when you lose three with a one-vote margin,
right.
you probably got a little deficit there. Do you have the votes to pass Arkansas Works?
We're working through that right now to kind of see where the votes are. I'm not a big vote counter on the front end until we actually get into the session
yeah.
Because things change. Right now, members are, asking questions of DHS, trying to get information back so they can make a good, educated decision about where they want to be on the program. I think things that help are the fact that, the governor has submitted the waiver request, mm-hmm. for instance, for the work requirement. That provides ease to some of the members that in the past were not supportive of the program.
You think it changes their votes?
I think it does, and it has changed some of their votes. I think you saw that during the last session, and that'll continue on. Again, I think, with the governor's commitment, DHS making sure the information's available, at the end of the day, I think we'll get there.
You think you'll get there in the state Senate?
All right. Yes, sir.
What happens if you don't get there? What are your options if you don't get there?
Well, I mean, so we're working through that with some of the members, too, that have that very question. And, the only way to limit the expenditure of those funds on the expanded population is through a line that says these funds cannot be used for the expanded population. That's really what created what was the line item veto last time. It's a very difficult position to get to say that the program won't exist, because I don't see how those opposed get to a 75% threshold to pass any appropriation.
And it's in the DHS budget,
correct,
too. So
medical
you would
services.
Be stopping a lot of other right. potential programs that impact human services in that respect. There's been some talk, probably more on the other end of the Capitol than your end of the Capitol, about a potential special session, that might be an option to deal with the Arkansas Works budget. Is that viable to you?
That's not anywhere I want to go in the very near future. I think, again, we need to focus on making sure members have information. Let's get to this session, see what happens. And if it doesn't pass, then we can move on to other options. But at this point, it is not my goal to have a special session on Arkansas Works or really any other policy matter for that.
You don't see an opportunity or a need to maybe have a special session call to deal with this pharmacy benefits manager situation that we're seeing?
On the people, I've made the request to my local pharmacies and others involved. What do you want that legislation to look like? And there is no model for us to go mm-hmm. base off of what we should do. And so I think it's a pretty complicated decision and would be complicated legislation to try to come up with in that short period of time. In my mind, that's an issue that we should be dealing with in the regular session. As far as the pricing and making sure that there's access for the members of the Arkansas Work program, I hope and I believe that Blue Cross Blue Shield and the other insurance agencies are working to make sure that access exists with the pharmacies, which means providing for a proper reimbursement rate.
That's State Senator Jonathan Dismang. You can catch more of our conversation or read more on the upcoming session at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.